How about we pray just a second? Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to have mercy upon this congregation because of what I'm about to inflict upon them. Father, lead me into saying it right from what you taught me this week. In Jesus' name, amen. When I say inflict upon them, I'm not here to rebuke you. It has nothing to do with that. It just has to be with all morning. It's just like my head hasn't been running quite right. And I'm going, oh, come on, God, we've got to have a service. And it's like, I'm okay. So here it is. This isn't going to be the normal service. All right, wherever I'm at, it's not a normal service anyway, right? This is the way it's been going for quite some time, months and months and months. People come in and they're talking about their aches, their pains, their problems, their foibles, their, you know, my hands don't work right, my back doesn't work right. And I'm talking young people, what I call young people, you know, 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds, and they come in and they talk about this kind of stuff. And I kind of have been snickering, snicker, 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 and I look at them and I say this, it doesn't get any better. And they look, I know, everybody's telling me that it doesn't get any better. So I want to tell you about God countering me. I mean, encountering me and the way He did it. He speaks to all of us in different ways. So there I was on Monday minding my own business going, come on, you got to get to the blood drive. They had one at the Lions Club. And so I got there, and there's like four people in the whole room. I could name names, point fingers, but it doesn't really matter. I walk in, I sat down, and I had decided before I went in, okay, Doyle, new year, new you, you need to be better. The only way you're going to be better is shut up. So I walk in, I sit down. I'm just sitting there quietly. And this person comes over and says, something wrong? And I said, no. And they said, you're awful quiet. So they put me through the punch this button, punch that button, sign here, sign there, agree to do this, read this piece of paper. And I do all that, and I'm sitting there quietly, shock, I know, quietly. Somebody said, are you sure there's not something wrong? I said, no. And they said, what's going on? I said, nothing. And they said, no, something's going on. I said, all right. In a very quiet, subdued tone, I said, my New Year's resolution is to be quiet. Nope, my New Year's resolution is to be nice to people. And the only way I can do that is to keep my mouth shut. And they all looked at me. And I might as well just said, sick them to the dog, because everybody walked up and go, what's wrong with you? How come you're not talking? And they started baiting me. And I'm just like, and honest to goodness, one person even walked out the door, turned around and came back and started saying things. And they go, this ain't right. I came back in just to see if I could get you to respond. You ain't right. And I'm sitting there, honest to goodness, I was just sitting there going, And they go, what's wrong? And I said, I'm about to say something. And I'm like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. I got put on a prayer request list on Wednesday. Somebody at the prayer meeting or somebody at the blood drive said, I think we should be praying for Doyle. It was not here at this church. Somebody said, I think we should be praying for Doyle. This person said, why? And they said, he was there. And he was quiet the whole time I was there. One of them kept saying, you're going to explode, aren't you? And I'm going, yeah. And they said, what's your problem? I said, I've got all these things I really would like to say because they're funny, but I'm trying to be nice. I got put on a prayer request list. Ran into somebody that was at the prayer meeting, and they said, Doyle, you got put on the prayer request list. And I said, really? And they said, yes. And I said, why? And they said, Doyle, if you don't know it, you are an unsettling person. You can walk into a room and everything's just like, because they're afraid you're going to say something. And when you're quiet, they're really afraid. No matter what you do, it's unsettling toward people. And I'm like, man, I can't win if I talk. If I don't talk, what am I going to do? And I'm thinking, it's not me. It's not me. I'm all right. They're difficult. I can see what's wrong with them, and I can point those things out real well. And I'm going, yeah, I'm feeling really good. So come Thursday or Friday, I forget which day it was, I'm getting older. It doesn't get any better. I forget things. So there I was, and I'm reading this study devotional. It is a study and it's devotional off of a site called Got Questions. And I'm flipping down through there looking for something to read. And this is the title, How to Deal with Difficult People. And I went, bingo, that's for you, Doyle, because you've got all these difficult people to run into each and every day of your life. And you can step right up now and you'll know exactly how to do it because this person is good. And then I said, and it starts down. It says, what is a difficult person? A difficult person is, and I'm trying to quote this right, a difficult person is condescending, argumentative, belligerent, selfish, flippant, obtuse, sometimes just simply rude. And I said, yes, now how do we handle these people? And they said, you've got to handle them with patience and kindness and endurance, but it can be done. And I'm going, yes, that's how I'm going to do it. And then it was like God said, Doyle, read that definition again. A difficult person is condescending, argumentative, belligerent, selfish, flippant, obtuse, and simply rude. Now what? Put the word Doyle in front of the word difficult person. Doyle, you're condescending, argumentative, belligerent, selfish, flippant, obtuse, and sometimes just simply rude. That's why they were praying for me. I said, God, I'm just getting old. It's the way we're supposed to be as we are getting old, and God called me out. I was watching a show, and a character in the show said something, and it was just like somebody shouted at me. There's no reason to know anything about the show other than this one line, and it just says, the character said, getting old is a gift. And it was just like God went thump on my head. Getting old is a gift. God called me out. Doyle, it's not permission to get grumpy. Thump. It's a gift from me. So Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, which happens to be one of my favorite sections of the Bible. Habakkuk has been complaining to God in chapter 1. Starting in chapter 2, he says, after he complains for quite some time, he says, now, I will stand on my guard post and station myself on a rampart. I will keep watch and see what he, God, will speak to me and how I will reply when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered and said to me, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens toward the goal. It will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it certainly will come. It will not delay. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by faith. That line right there is one of the most famous things that came out of Paul's writings in the book of Romans. He teaches that is what the covenant, the whole New Testament is about. And he starts with Genesis and goes all the way through. We even get into the book of Revelation and it talks about this faith. But mine is, okay, God, I have been explaining to you everything that's going on in my life and the frustrations that's going on and my excuse for being grumpy. And he's like, you're waiting for my rebuke? Here it is. Doyle, age is a gift. It might not seem it, but your attitude toward it is wrong. Age is a gift. You need to change the way you look at things. We become what we see ourselves as. And I had for months been saying, it doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better. Snicker, snicker. It doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better for you guys. I'll tell you, it's going to get worse. You're 40. Oh, wait till you're 60. Wait till you're 66. It doesn't get any better. God's going, that's the way you see yourself. That's not true. Aging is a gift. Aging will slow you down, Doyle. Aging will give you time to think. Not time to be grumpy. This is to give you time to think. It slows you down so that you can reflect upon the life that you've been living from the time you became a Christian or before. And then you can sit there and reflect upon that. And rectify some of the problems. Rectify. Yes. Rectify them with God and rectify them with other people. Give some time and think about the things you have said and the things you have said over the years and the way you've lived your life. Doyle, it's time to start thinking about these things. I'm trying to slow you down so that you can come to a better portion in your life than what you've ever had before. But aches and pains, don't pay attention to them. You are what you see yourself to be, and you become that. Proverbs, and now this is the King James Version, the New King James Version. The silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it is found in the way of righteousness. Silver hair is a crown of glory if you're walking in righteousness. And I'm going, I've got the hair. Do you have the righteousness? Yes, I've got it in Jesus Christ. He gave it to me. And what else did He give to me? He gave me the Word of God. And He's going, think about what is going on right now. Believe it or not, Doyle, every stage of life has its problems. When you first start off, you have a problem of just walking around. As you go through your life, you just keep running into different problems. And you have dealt with them all along. Sometimes well, sometimes not so well. But you need to learn how to deal with this. But one of the primary ideas is it's giving you a chance to get better. To get better. And quit saying, it doesn't get any better, Doyle. It can get better. Whenever you start seeing yourself for what you are righteous in Christ. It will get better because it's the promise of God that we will end up with Him. Even if we do have aches and pains and we have issues as we get older, He says, I'm gifting this to you to take some time and reflect. A lot of people come in and say to me, you know, I would have taken better care of myself had I known I was going to live this long. And God is saying, Doyle, getting old is a gift. You're getting older. Are you going to waste this gift? You were told, take better care of yourself because as you get older, you're going to have these issues. So don't go out and do these silly things, I know people that would intentionally wreck their motorcycles and just all sorts of crazy things. I knew a guy at school, he would be playing basketball and he would charge and so hard he'd slam into a wall and he'd fall down and he'd get up going, yeah, didn't I do a great job? I charged and look at how hard I hit that wall. And I'm going, I think you'll pay for that. Doyle, how do you see yourself? Ask for grace to change. Quit growling. Quit growling at change that's coming into your life. Ask for the grace to change. Ask for the hope to make it something better. Testify to other people what God has done for you. It says that the gray hair, the white hair, is a crown of glory if you are righteous, if you walk in the way of righteousness. Focus on what's slowing us up. We can either do that kind of a focus and snap and snarl at it, or we can focus on what we are and what we are to become. In Titus chapter 2, it talks about elders as in churches, and older ladies, the silver-haired people who are supposed to be working within the church. And I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis in modern language. It says in Titus chapter 2, aged Christians are to be clear-minded, We are to be sober, and that means to have gravitas. That means when we speak, people listen to what we say. We're supposed to have some self-control by this time and not just blurt out everything that comes in our mind. I was getting at the place, and I will have to pray about this. It was before like, oh, you shouldn't say that. Okay, I won't. Now it's like, you shouldn't say that. I think I will and just see what happens because it could be really funny. Doyle, you need to have better control because you're just doing it to poke fun at people or to poke fun at the situation that walks, you know, that crops up. You're to be sound of faith, which means we are to know what the Bible teaches, not what we think it should teach, but what does it actually tell us? And it tells us that we are righteous. We are also to be involved in acts of kindness, not lying and not to being a gossip of spreading things that we don't know to be true. You know, what he was saying to me is, you've got a choice. You can focus on what you have been told the way it is and the way you perceive because this is what people tell you. This is what the world tells you. Or, you know, the first time I was about 29, working at the store, and somebody walked in, quite a bit younger, and they did something, and they said, thank you, sir. And somebody said, you just got sirred. And I'm going, yeah, I say that to old people. And they go, yeah, well, you are the old people. And I'm like, oh. To some other people, I go, you just got ma'amed. And it just irritates them to be ma'amed. And now the favorite irritation is me is somebody to say it condescendingly. There, hun. I'm not your hun, and I don't need a there. I understand completely what's going on. So don't try to say you're elderly and you are just wobbling around and you don't know what's going on in this world. I do understand what's going on in this world, and I want to be that. But I need to be kinder. We are to know what's going on, and we are to know that as we perceive ourselves, we become more and more that way. We need to not waste our time in these last, as they call it, golden years, this opportunity to reflect, to gain wisdom and knowledge, and to have it so when we speak, people will really pay attention to us, and they'll say, man, they taught me things that I had never considered. We need to keep refreshing ourselves by drinking from the fountain of life. And that means by reading and understanding the Word of God. Reading it, trying to understand might be a better way of saying it. We're reading it to understand it and to practice what God reveals to us in His Word. We need to move about also physically as much as possible. Mentally as much as possible. Give some serious thought. We need to move about as much as possible. People say, I have no reason to be active. Do we have a reason to be inactive? I have no reason to be joyful. God just gifted us with the ability to get older. How much more do we want out of life? We should enjoy the things that God gives us. No, it's not easy. He never said the Christian life would be easy. But He did say, I'll be there with you. And if you ask, I can show you reasons to be joyful in your life. Because you are going to live with me forever and ever and ever. So, I am to change. God have mercy upon me. Because I'm going to need it, but I need to be like Christ. Much more positive, much more sedate, much more gravitas. I like that word, gravitas. I need to be out there speaking and teaching and sharing the things that God has done with me over the years, which is something that the young people have not had the opportunity. They have not had a chance of walking with the Lord for almost 50 years. I do, and I can give them heads up on things like, you're going to have a tough time here, right there. This is going to happen this way. Be aware that these problems are going to come against you at this point in your life. You're going to have issues because your kids are going to be teenagers. This is not an easy task. No, I haven't raised them, but I have observed people who have been trying to raise their teenagers. Don't give up on them. A few years out after that, they will suddenly become aware of how brilliant you are utterly and just be amazed at you. I can say things like that from observation. I can also point things out because it's in the Word of God. He is calling us as we get older to grab this part of our life and say, this is a gift right from God Himself to me. This is a gift and I should be happy in it because I like getting gifts. You open it up, wow, a gift. That means that somebody has taken some time to give thought to purchasing something or finding something that they know will bring you joy. God has gifted me with the ability to get older. And I'm not promised the end of this day, but I'm going to make the most out of the time that I have. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, thank You for the mercy that You've shown me throughout the years. Thank You for Your patience. Thank You for Your kindness toward me. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that You cause me to be more like Jesus because I am more like Jesus. I became more like Him the day I said, forgive me as my sins, and I trust You to help me. I trust You to lead me. I trust You to guide me. And God, as I get older, help me to see it and understand it for what it is. Help me to use that as a place of wisdom to help other people to have better lives and myself. Father, I made the same kind of mistakes that sometimes I snicker at because those people are making the errors that I did. Instead of let me poke fun, help me to instead encourage them along the way. Father, in the name of Jesus, I really don't even know what to ask for myself or for the church at this moment. But I know that You will give it to us because You said that You would supply all, A-L-L, all of our needs according to Your riches in glory. We're looking forward to that. Cause us to see it. Reveal those riches to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.